Sunday the 10th of November 2019, 10:45 Remembrance Service. Sermon theme, The Way, the Truth and the Life. Bible reading, John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Talk by Reverend Christine Harding.
The reading is taken from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am the Father and the Father is me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Thanks be to God.
Morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words that I speak will be your words and that you will speak into each of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remembrance Day is set aside to remember those who have given their lives for the freedom of others. Sadly, for many, the day will pass without them even giving any thought to the real meaning of the day. Remembering does many things. It brings us back to the reality of what actually happened. It encourages us to see the dedication of those who fought and died. Remembering should stir within us a sense of gratitude and appreciation, and it should strengthen our own resolve to do our part in serving God and others. It's a day that holds a unique significance for some. It marks the remembrance of a loved one who fell in service whilst fighting for freedom. Ultimately, the freedom that we enjoy today. It's important, therefore, that we never forget the sacrifices made by many for all of us and our country. We also need to remember those who were taken prisoner, never to return home. Many here today were not alive during the two world wars, and if we were, we probably don't remember much about those times. But our parents, grandparents and others have told us about the horrors of war and the sacrifices that were made, not just for those who went to war, but also for those left behind, who had to take on different roles to enable the country to survive. So let's take a few moments to remember those who remained at home and how their lives changed overnight. We remember especially the women that had to fill the empty roles in the factories and the fields left by the men who had gone to war. And their heartache of saying goodbye to their children as they were evacuated to ensure their safety during the air raids. And the sadness of not knowing if their husbands, sons or brothers would ever return home. Because war doesn't just affect the brave men and women called to serve their country abroad, but those who served in the emergency services, wardens, wrens and ARPs, often seeing and dealing with some awful situations. Everyone had an important part to play in keeping spirits up and caring for those who lost their homes and loved ones. Let us look at this film.
Joining the ladies these days doesn't mean sipping tea with a Dresden shepherdess or two in the withdrawing room. It means sharing a hot spud with a lot of land girls in an open field. In much less time than it takes to tell, the whole of the ARP services are going to it.
It's important that we never forget the atrocities of war and the struggles that some of our servicemen and women still face on a daily basis as they try to rebuild their lives returning from war, often fighting the inner demons that may change their outlook on life, damaging their relationships and make it difficult for them to return to normal lives. Remembering doesn't always have to be bad or negative. It can also be about celebrating something good and positive. Sometimes, I'm sure we all know, life can be so busy and the weeks and the months just fly by. But I don't know about you, but my grey cells occasionally let me down. Therefore, I need my trusty diary to remember important dates like birthdays, holidays, and wedding anniversaries. In some ways, it would be almost impossible to live my life without a diary because there is always something that I need to remember. And I guess that's the same for you because each one of you have memories connected with certain dates. Some dates help us remember times of great joy. Others cause us to remember sadness. However, from time to time, we also have future dates that we are looking forward to. And today is not about glorifying death, but to celebrate life and to look forward. Our Bible reading this morning is often one used at funeral services because these words speak of comfort, hope, and a promise of a better place, one that we can all enter. A new home called heaven, a place where there is no more pain, mourning, suffering, or crying. Perhaps we conjure up a picture in our minds of such a place, because none of us truly know what heaven looks like. I know I don't. But I often imagine what it must be like, and it is always a peaceful, loving place where Jesus is. And one day I know I will discover heaven for myself when I depart this world and meet my Maker. Funeral services are not only about death, but about life. That's why we call it a celebration of life, because the death of that person is only a small part of their life. And during the service, we celebrate their life and what they achieved and the difference they made in so many people's lives. And because of their life, others are able to live. One could say, if when someone died, we forgot them completely, what was the point? The point is that it is through the memories of others that their lives live on. Remembrance Day service counts as a time to count the great cost of war to the victors and to the vanquished, so that we never have to witness such devastation again. Sadly, though, as many of us know, even today, we still see countries at war and the devastation it causes. But even in all the chaos and turmoil, there is always hope. We enjoy a lot of freedom because of those who gave up their lives in order for us to have that freedom, enabling us to choose what we want to do and where we want to go. We have a say in how our children are brought up, what job we want, where we want to live. Because of others, we have the freedom to choose most of the things that affect our daily lives. But that freedom might come as a surprise to some to discover that freedom isn't really free. Someone had to pay the price for us to have that freedom we enjoy. There are men and women who have helped to pay that price, serving in the armed forces, possibly losing their lives. They are the ones that we honour as we celebrate Remembrance Day. Even though we have a lot of freedom, did you know the greatest freedom that we have is in Jesus Christ? The Bible teaches us that the penalty for sin is death, but you and I have been set free from this penalty because Jesus paid the penalty instead of us by dying on the cross. We have been given eternal life. And those who fought in the wars also paid the price for our freedom, not just in two world wars, but also in more recent conflicts. Freedom is purchased by great sacrifice and maintained by those who stand ready to be sacrificed. So let us pause again to remember and reflect on their sacrifices as we watch this clip.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
The verses from John's Gospel remind us we are not alone. Jesus has already prepared the way for us, and he will come back to take us to be with him. He will never leave or forsake us, even in the darkest of times. So one might ask, where is Jesus taking us? I believe it's home, our eternal resting place, where he lives and reigns, somewhere so wonderful and peaceful. But how can we know the way? It's by believing and trusting in Jesus, because he is the way to the Father. There is a place in heaven for each and every one of us. We will not be turned away, because there is no rejection in Jesus Christ. Regardless how we have lived our lives, there is always a way back to the Father. And one of the most famous passages from the Bible is the story of the prodigal son, who took his inheritance and went off into the big wide world to live the life that he wanted to. But it didn't work out for him. He spent his inheritance, and he came to a place where he wanted to return to his father. But he wasn't sure if he would be welcomed. But he thought, I'm going to go back, because I'm going to beg my father to take me back. But the father, he'd been waiting patiently for this day to happen. And when he saw his son, there was no condemnation. He ran to his son and rejoiced because he had returned. It's the same with our Heavenly Father. He continually waits for us to return to him. Jesus is the forerunner who has prepared the way and made heaven a safe haven where we will always be with him. Where else would we want to be? The way Jesus travelled was the cross, resurrection and the ascension. He's not only prepared a wonderful place for us, but he will come back and take us by the hand, saying, come, walk with me, and I will take you to your everlasting home, heaven, where you will be safe. Because Jesus not only tells us about the way, he is the way. Remembrance has a particular quality. It's a word and a concept which brings us here today to recall the past and bring it into the present, so that the present may be affected by it. We watched a video of Flanders Field, and Lucinda read a beautiful poem. And that's what the poppies are about. That we might put ourselves in those trenches, gaze over those fields, and see the tenacious flowers born of ancient buried seed, the mud and pain, followed by hope and eternity. If our remembrance is for anything, it's to show us that love never dies, and that same love the Creator has given us is greater than any earthly power and cannot be destroyed. It's for remembering that there are few winners in war. And if we can do something about the barriers which divide person from person, we might just be able to move ahead together and build a greater and better world where Jesus reigns. Today we remember and thank God for those who gave their all for the life of the world and the causes they believed to be just and right. By remembering them, we cause them to live on. Jesus died for everyone, for those we come into conflict with as well as those we agree with, for those who share our faith and those who don't, for those who keep the law and those who flaunt it. So let's give thanks to God in the sure and certain hope that death is not the end, but only the beginning, because nothing can separate us from the love of God, our Creator and Redeemer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have called us here this morning so that we can remember all those who gave their lives so that we might live. Father, we lift them up to you and give you all the thanks and glory for them. And Father, because they gave their all, we pray, Lord, that we would always remember them and love them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.